Today is Friday, the 14th of August, 2026. We are grateful you are on the prayer line with us this morning. Just an FYI, the reason we lost connectivity yesterday is because Spectrum, the internet provider, began an upgrade a little after 6 a.m., causing us to lose our connectivity. Our prayer team this morning is Reverend Kimball and Michelle, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Reverend Kimball.
Good morning. Our minute with the Master today comes from Psalm 34, verses 1, 2, and 3. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Simply put, David says that praise is what he does. For everything and in every situation, praise is always a good place to start. Praise God when you wake up in the morning. While driving in your car, be careful, but praise him. Praise the Almighty when you are uncertain of your next decision. In moments of grief, praise him. When your boss calls you in and gives you the bad news, praise him. When you get the next job that you've been created for, praise God even then. When the doctor tells you that there is nothing more he can do, or she comes in and tells you that the prognosis is good, give God praise. When things are going just the way you want them to, and when things are not going so well, God is worthy to be praised. Praise is powerful, and David understood the power of praise. It is believed that David wrote this psalm in response to a situation where he had acted like a madman in order to save his life. I can just imagine David now, disgusted with what he had to do, but still praising God for what God had done. Have you ever noticed the beauty of a mountain range? Looking at them, you notice that they are just a series of peaks and valleys. People will travel from miles away just to get a glimpse of them. Where there are very high mountains, the snow-covered peaks are the main attraction from far off. But when you get up close, you realize that the valleys are just as beautiful as the peaks. They exist together because you can't have one without the other. Our lives are just like the mountain range, a series of peaks and valleys. We tend to dread going through the valleys, but we can't have highs without pressing through some lows. Praise is the thing that allows us to feel the beauty even when we are unable to see the beauty in a good or a rough place. David had his share of peaks and valleys, but he wrote this psalm with confidence and certainty. And here is what I encourage you to do. All through the day, take time to give God praise, and every day will be a good day. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Have a blessed, beautiful, and praise-filled Friday.
Thank you, Reverend Kimball. Good morning, everyone, on this fabulous, faithful Friday. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. Deshaun of Las Vegas, 45 years old. He had emergency surgery on his heart yesterday due to 90% blockage. He came through the 7-hour surgery well. We pray for his healing to progress as expected with no complications. His family thanks each of you for praying for him. Adam A., we pray for him to get back on track, for mental healing, for God's protection from harm, and for an effective support system. New students at unfamiliar schools, we ask God to make their transition easy, put friends of God's choice in their path, ease their concerns, and grant them a successful school year. Those with suicidal thoughts, we call upon God to destroy the self-destructive spirit from their minds. We set them apart and grant them self-worth and purpose, staying power and self-control. Confused minds, we ask God to fix broken minds, restore clear thinking, and regulate the ability to understand. Those going to basic training in the military, we pray for their safety, success, for them to prosper, and for a long, lucrative career. Those scheduled to take exams, we pray for them to be adequately prepared and successfully pass. All those on the call this morning, we pray you consult God for personal direction and for Him to give you discernment to hear His voice clearly. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity and safety, and healing for those for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. I thank you this morning, and I wish each and every one of you a God-blessed day.
Thank you, Michelle. Let us pray. Our God is good all of the time. May this truth ease each troubled mind. Through every season, sunshine or rain, you can be sure that our God is good. Most Heavenly Father, most wonderful and high God, we come to you now this morning in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, because we understand and we realize today that we have a Father who cares. We come this morning because we understand that our God is good all of the time. No matter what the situation or the season, God is good. And we come this morning to praise you and to thank you for all that you have done. For giving us Jesus Christ, the one who died for all of our sins, to release us from the bondage of this world, Father, to open us up to the life that is new and wonderful according to your will and according to your way. We come this morning, Father, to ask you to bless us and to strengthen us and empower us, not only so that we can have things for ourselves, that we can have peace and comfort for ourselves, but we come this morning, Father, because we are praying for those who are hopeless or maybe homeless or helpless, Father, asking you to put ways in our lives to show us and give us direction where we can fulfill needs today, Father, so that someone can be released from their hopelessness, so that they can and understand that even right now, today, that you're with them and that you're providing for them and that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all they could even ask or think. We come this morning, Father, that asking that you will provide a way for us to release somebody from the bondage of homelessness, Father, to give them the comfort of home and knowing that you're able to even provide those things even when it looks like it can't be provided. Father, we come this morning, Father, realizing that there are those out there who are actually helpless and they're unable to fix their own situations. Father, give us the opportunity and the resources so that we can help someone with their helplessness. Father, allow us to provide the need that they so desperately they need right now today, Father, to give them strength and allow them to feel the love and the joy and the compassion that only comes from you, Father. There's someone right now today who's speaking and lost in the world and confused about what their next direction is going to be, Father. Allow us, Father, the ability to be able to step in and give them the light and the love of Jesus Christ, to give them the ability to understand what it is you would have them to do, Father, so that their next steps are clear, their next move can be understood, Father, and they know exactly what it is you have for them right now in this moment, Father. We come today, Father, lifting up Deshaun and Adam and right now, Father, asking you to bless them and strengthen them in a powerful way. Allow them to have an experience with you today, right now, like they've never had before, Father, so that they know right now in this moment they can feel your healing, they can feel your presence, they can feel your power right now today. Father, we're praying for our students as they return to school right now, Father. Protect them and keep them, Father. But fix their minds and allow them to be focused on the task at hand so that they can do the things that they need to do, Father, and have a vision and have an understanding of what it is you would want them to do in the future. Oh, Father, we thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for blessing each and every one of us where we are. We know that you're with us, Father, because we were allowed to rise this morning, Father, to have one more opportunity to serve you and to do what it is you would have us to do. Father, we just need you to lead us and guide us in your ways so that we can do all the things that you called us to do. For we know today that only what we do for you will last. And so we ask you, Father, to lead us and guide us in the things that you would have us to do right now today. Not that we're demanding that you do anything, but because we want to be your servants. We want to be guided by you, Father. We want to do the things that please you, Father. So we ask you to fill our hearts and our minds and our spirit. Only those things that come from you. Oh, we thank you for the day. And as always, as we step out into the world, no matter where we may be today, right now, and with you, Father, with us, we ask that you give us the love, the joy, the peace, the power, the understanding, and the discernment to do everything today, to do everything on this wonderful Friday that our faith will prompt us to do. Oh, Father, we thank you for this moment. Continue to watch over us and keep us. It's in the wonderful, loving, and saving name of Jesus Christ we pray and ask all these blessings in his name, and in his name alone we pray. Amen. And thank you, God.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Reverend Kimball. We pray for the Lord to go before you and be with you in everything you do today. This ends our time together on this Friday morning. Goodbye.